It is impossible not to be liberated by this. Yet even after being shown in this way, sentient beings cannot give up their unconscious tendencies because of long habituation, and under the influence of envy and evil karma, they are afraid of the sounds and lights. They are not caught by the light ray hook of compassion, but wander downwards to the fifth day of the bardo state. So then, blessed Amoghasiddhi's circle of deities, with their light rays of compassion, will come to invite them. And the light path of the jealous gods, built from the emotion of envy, will also invite them. Then, to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the fifth day, a green light, the purified element of air, will shine, and at the same time, blessed Amoghasiddhi, Lord of the Circle, will appear before you from the green northern realm accumulated actions. His body is green in color, he holds a double vajra in his hand, and sits on a throne of shang-shang birds soaring in the sky, embracing his consort Samayatara. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas, Vajrapani and Sarva Nivarna Vishkambin, and the two female bodhisattvas, Ganda and Naividya, so that six Buddha forms appear out of the space of rainbow light. The green light of the skanda of concept in its basic purity, the action accomplishing wisdom, brilliant green, luminous and clear, sharp and terrifying, adorned with discs of light, will come from the heart of Amoghasiddhi and his consort, and pierce your heart so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. Do not be afraid of it. It is the spontaneous play of your own mind. So rest in the supreme state, free from activity and care, in which there is no near or far, love or hate. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft red light of the jealous gods caused by envy will also shine on you. Meditate so that there is no difference between love and hate, but if your intelligence is weak, then simply do not take pleasure in it. At that time, under the influence of intense envy, you will be terrified and escape from the sharp, brilliant green light, but you will also feel pleasure and attraction towards the soft red light of the jealous gods. At that moment, do not be afraid of the green light, sharp and brilliant, luminous and clear, but recognize it as wisdom. Let your mind rest in it, relaxed, in a state of non-action, and supplicate it with devotion, thinking, it is the light ray of blessed Amoghasiddhi's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is the light ray hook of blessed Amoghasiddhi's compassion, called the action accomplishing wisdom. So long for it and do not escape. Even if you escape, it will stay with you inseparably. Do not be afraid of it. Do not be attracted to the soft red light of the jealous gods. That is the inviting path of karma accumulated by your intense envy. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the realm of the jealous gods and experience unbearable misery from fighting and quarreling. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not be attracted to it, but give up your unconscious tendencies. Feel longing for the luminous, brilliant green light and say this inspiration prayer with intense, one-pointed concentration of blessed Amoghasiddhi and his consort. When through intense envy I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of action accomplishing wisdom, may blessed Amoghasiddhi go before me, his consort Samayatara behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of blessed Amoghasiddhi and his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the northern realm, perfected actions.